An ambitious plan has been unveiled for renovating and updating one of the oldest urban parks in western Massachusetts. A new master improvement plan for Springfield's Forest Park outlines renovations along with new construction of buildings, grounds, and activity areas in a section of the 735-acre park that dates back to the late 1800s. At the centerpiece of the plan, the creation of the Forest Park Horticulture and Learning Center. It would feature a conservatory-style greenhouse with exotic plants of all sizes and varieties, seating areas, and space for lectures and events. Outside, surrounding the greenhouse, several types of gardens and an oval-shaped lawn. Mayor Dominic Sarno said reestablishing a horticulture area is an innovation that will attract more people to visit and enjoy Forest Park.
But it is very exciting. It's very ambitious, but there's a lot of ambitious programs and projects that we've pulled off that people thought we would never pull off.
Since Sarno took office more than a decade ago, the city has spent millions of dollars on improvements to smaller parks throughout the city.
Parks are near and dear to my heart.
The city's parks director, Patrick Sullivan, said the master plan was developed with the help from the Beta Group consulting firm.
We looked at a lot of the old postcard photographs of the park. What did the park look like in the 1900s? And I think at the mayor's direction, we've done a good job in putting that idea of a plan in place.
There is no price tag attached to the master plan. Sullivan said funds would be sought from government and private sources to do the construction work over the next 3 to 5 years.
I think we will get this plan done.
The Springfield Park Commission has endorsed the new master plan for Forest Park. Chairman Brian Santinello said the commission will create subcommittees to examine each part of the plan in detail and come up with cost estimates.
The park really needs a facelift, especially over here by the greenhouse, where the old greenhouses were. It's a really, really intensive plan.
In addition to the Horticulture Center, the plan proposes improvements to the Trafton Road entrance to the park, a realigned and expanded parking lot, continued renovations to the former Forest Park Zoo Monkey House for public use, and construction of a new building to house an authentic wooden carousel. An outdoor exercise area, basketball, and volleyball courts would be relocated and rebuilt as new. A renovated grandstand at the baseball diamond would house the relocated offices of the city's recreation division. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.